Oh, yes. Tarnished, are we?
Come to the lands between for the Elden Ring, hmm? Of course you have. No shame in it. But I'm afraid you're plumb out of luck. You are maidenless. A bit player. Fully divorced from the strength of runes. Feel free to go off and die in a ditch somewhere.
Oh, can't seem to wrap your head around your predicament. It's no surprise. You poor have-nots are a stubborn lot. Fine, then. If you must have a go at it, maidenless as you are, you'll require an education. On the ways of the learned, tarnished. Are you familiar with grace? The golden light that gives life to you, tarnished. You may also behold its golden rays pointing in a particular direction at times. That is the guidance of grace, the path that a tarnished must travel. It's nothing short of a miracle that the guidance of grace can lead you, maidenless as you are, to the perfect place to die in obscurity. Guidance will show the way, most certainly, to Castle Stormvale, over on the cliff, the home of the decrepit demigod, Godric the Grafted. Although I'm afraid you'll never make it that far. Rest assured, I sympathize deeply. There's no worse fate than to be maidenless.
Oh, yes. Tarnished, are we?
Come to the lands between for the Elden Ring, Of course you have. No shame in it. Unfortunately for you, however, you are maidenless. Without guidance, without the strength of runes, and without an invitation to the Round Table Hold, you are fated, it seems, to die in obscurity. Luckily for you, however, there is one shining ray of hope for even the maidenless, me, Vare. Take care to listen. Are you familiar with grace? The golden light that gives life to you, tarnished. You may also behold its golden rays pointing in a particular direction at times. That is the guidance of grace, the path that a tarnished must travel. Indeed. Grace's guidance holds the answers. It will lead you, tarnished, to the path you are meant to follow, even if it leads you to your grave. Grace's guidance will reveal the path forward, most certainly. To Castle Stormvale, over on the cliff, the home of the decrepit demigod, Godric the Grafted. It's time you set off, I should think. To Castle Stormvale, on the cliff, where grace would guide you, if you seek the Elden Ring, maidenless as you are.
What's the matter? Shouldn't you be off proving yourself? Or some such?
Then go on, take the hint, and follow the guidance of grace to Castle Stormvale, on the cliff. Oh, but if, by chance, you do find your way to the castle, you may receive a summons to the famed Round Table Hold.
The hallowed Round Table Hold is a gathering place for tarnished who seek the Elden Ring. Oh, do you even comprehend the gravity of this choice? Very well. If you mistake kindness for frailty of heart, then perhaps a more physical lesson is in order. You will die nameless, without ceremony.
You, maidenless runt, who do you think I am?
Oh, well done. Well done indeed. You made it through that entire mess all the way to Stormvale.
And off you trotted to the Round Table Hold. My sincerest congratulations. But how did you find the Round Table?
Oh, you don't have to say it. Before, the Round Table was chock-full of venerated warriors. But now, it's home to puff-chests and has-beens. I fear you've been terribly disappointed. I don't blame you. But still, the Round Table has its perks. Why not earn a seat? Fly straight and true, so to speak. Ah, then you're interested. A wise choice indeed. To join the Round Table proper, you must acquire a great rune and request audience with the two fingers in the inner chamber. They are the purported masters of the grace that guides your kind, the Tarnished. Yes. Pay them a visit, so that you may see for yourself.
Challenge Godric the Grafted, Lord of Stormvale, to acquire a great rune. Decrepit he may be, but a demigod he remains, and of course, an inheritor of a great rune. Worse yet, I hear old Godric's acquired a ferocious new toy to graft. So, prepare for the worst.
Yes, I see. Perhaps it's just as well. Besides, you are maidenless. One can only do so much with the materials provided. But then again, if you should realize the error of your ways, I'm always willing to hear you out. Yes, I see. Perhaps it's just as well. Besides, you are maidenless. One can only do so much with the materials provided. But then again, if you should realize the error of your ways, I'm always willing to hear you out. Yes, I see. Perhaps it's just as well. Materials of quality are so hard to find these days. But then again, if you should realize the error of your ways, I'm always willing to hear you out. Oh, have you decided to have a go after all? At joining the Round Table proper? What's the matter? Aren't you supposed to be earning your place at the Round Table Hold?
Then you must face Godric the Grafted, Lord of Stormvale.
For without a great rune, you will not be granted audience. With the two fingers in the inner chamber.
You bested Godric the Grafted and claimed a great rune. You felled a demigod and claimed a great rune. My congratulations. Now, visit the Round Table Hold for an audience with the two fingers in the inner chamber. Go to the Round Table Hold for an audience with the two fingers in the inner chamber. Ah, there you are. You claimed a great rune and had your audience with the two fingers at the Round Table Hold.
You've had your audience with the two fingers at the Round Table Hold. What was your impression? You don't say. Well, what a relief that must be. You may go then. My work here is done. May the wisdom of the two fingers guide you. You don't say. Well, what a relief that must be. You may go then. My work here is done. May the wisdom of the two fingers guide you. Aha, your intuition serves you well. My doubts had been piling up, you see. The words of the two fingers cannot be trusted. Truly, naught but rambling, senile delusions. I believe that when the Elden Ring was shattered, the two fingers were corrupted, their guidance skewed. Even worse, the fingers harbor no love for our kind. That's the part that irks the most, quite frankly. Even worse, the fingers harbor no love for our kind. That's the part that irks the most. Oh, I have a gift for you, something fit only for the wise. A means for circumventing the draw of the two fingers. Give it a try, won't you? And if it please you, may we meet again. I've high hopes for you, my lambkin.
Be sure to try that finger I gave you. There's no reason to dither. The tarnished were spurned by grace, forsaken by the two fingers. And now they ask you to mend their crumbling world? Your loyalties are misplaced with them. Be sure to try that finger I gave you. I'm quite certain that you'll take to it.
Oh, Lambkin, so pleased you're here. I'm glad that you're enjoying my gift. I knew it from the very start. You have a taste for noble blood. I wish to anoint you a proper inductee, a knight to serve Luminary Moog, the Lord of Blood, and establish a new dynasty. Luminary Moog has strength, vision, and, of course, love. So, what do you say, my lambkin? Oh, my. Perhaps you misheard me. Nothing wrong with giving you a day or two for your ears to clear out. Oh, my. Perhaps you misheard me. Nothing wrong with giving you a day or two for your ears to clear out. Yes. Who would have it any other way? Now, take this. Yes. Who would have it any other way? Now, take this for your final trial. Soak the cloth with a maiden's blood. Normally, this ritual would involve killing one's own maiden and recanting the wisdom of the two fingers. But since you are maidenless, the blood of anyone's maiden will do. The cloth is your final trial. Soak it with the blood of a maiden. The blood of anyone's maiden will do. You are maidenless, after all. The blood of anyone's maiden will do. You are maidenless, after all. Ah, my lambkin. You've completed your final trial, and with this, you are a formal inductee, a knight who will assist Luminary Moog, the Lord of Blood, in the establishment of a new dynasty. Now, give me your finger. This noble blood will be an immutable badge of honor once it settles inside of you. Oh, good heavens! Clench your teeth or something. Oh, good heavens. Clench your teeth or something. Oh, good heavens. Clench your teeth or something. Never forget that feeling of agony, for it is what binds you to Luminary Moog, to all of us. You have the sweetest scream, my lambkin. Oh, another thing. You should have this, a medal granted by the new Moguin dynasty, with the power to grant audience with Luminary Moog. I've gone out of my way to provide one to you, but you mustn't use it just yet. Luminary Moog yet slumbers beside the divinity. The meeting must wait until the Moguin dynasty commences. We must endure a little longer. Ah, it is trying, but we must be patient. One day you will be elevated, deservedly, basking in love. Right, my lambkin? You seek violence, heedless of my warning, though you have been raised to a knight of the dynasty. I am pained to the very depths of my being. I'll ensure you regret this, my lambkin. Enjoy your miserable death. Why must I be disgraced by this lowborn? Oh, luminary Moog, please grant the strength you promised. I have given everything. Please, my lord, luminary Moog, please answer me, luminary Moog. Bless the Moguin dynasty with love. Bless the Moguin dynasty with love. Oh dear, a pity it's come to this, my lambkin. You were a maidenless upstart to begin with.
What business does a maidenless wretch like you have here? Did you come seeking violence upon learning my esteemed position under Luminary Moog? You vulgar churl.
Perhaps noble blood is too rich for the maidenless.
How dare you trouble Luminary Moog's passions?
You disappoint me.
I made a grave error in knighting a wretched churl like you.
Well, no sense in sparing your life now.
I'll take pleasure in ensuring you regret this.
How does it feel to die a failure? Besides, I like you. Could you tell me once more your honest reply? I will gladly reconsider your appraisal. I will gladly reconsider your appraisal. And if not, well, it simply wasn't meant to be. And if not, well, it simply wasn't meant to be. But I can make an exception. Every now and then, let me show you to the Round Table Hold. Normally, your being maidenless would preclude your admission. Now, close your eyes. Oh, it's you. Oh, is something wrong? Perhaps you've some promise, after all. Very well.